The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Good morning, Nerd Clan. Oh, today is another day, another beautiful day here in Rhode Island, and we are talking Chapter 6 of Voyager, and I want to pull up, Being Now Justified by His Blood, Chapter 6. An interesting chapter. Another good one. Another continuation of the good run of chapters in Voyager here. I will admit, I want to keep going. I want to just keep listening. Even though I know the story, for the most part, or at least the way that it is according to the show, I'm interested. I'm interested in seeing how Diana weaves these three stories together. And she's continuing on in a fashion with Jamie that's interesting. Getting a real sense, again, of his loneliness. The thing I keep noticing is that Jamie is doing what he has to do to survive, right? And he's staying in this cave. And he is taking help from others, which is good. It's good that Fergus or young Jamie or Jenny in this case Mary McNabb later on help him out and help him live. And even Mary McNabb says, yeah, sure, while you live, you're the laird of this place, and I'm gonna call you my lord and all that other crap. And even though it is technically the Lally Brock has been, the deed has been left to young Jamie's name, Jamie himself is really still the laird. Maybe not practically or on paper, but in practice, he still technically is. Though, I often struggle with that, the right to it all, because he's been gone for so long. He's been off doing his own thing for so long that it's really Ian and Jenny who are running this whole thing. And people are, they're, giving, I think, the proper deference to Jamie, but he hasn't really done anything to earn it in terms of the actual running of the estate. He did there for like a half a second, but after that, he really hasn't done anything. But whatever, that's neither here nor there. What I was getting at was Jamie is taking help from others, which is great. But things keep happening around Jamie. No matter where he goes, no matter what he's doing, something happens. Whether it is him going to the house and the English soldiers arriving because he shot one of the ravens, or in this case, he's there and Fergus is trying to help him out, bring him a cask of ale, and he happens to run into English soldiers, and because Fergus is who he is, and he's kind of taking the rebellious approach, I think partly in due to Jamie, he gets his hand chopped off. I mean, that's what it comes down to.